Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking with head coach Rita Doan, Indianola Girls Golf, and the state qualifying Indianola Girls Golf Squad. Coach, just your initial reactions after this Indianola team put together just a great state qualifier and gets a chance to compete against the best in the state.
Right, right. We're excited. I have four seniors that have been with me all 4 years, been on the varsity all 4 years. And we were hoping actually last year to get in, but got stuck in a tough regional. But this year, and kind of got stuck in a kind of a tough one again this year. But they stepped it up, and everybody played probably not one of their top rounds, but one of their probably top five rounds in a hard course, which that's where our schedule prepared us for, that because we play Ottumwa Country Club and Vinker and those kind of tough golf courses, so we were prepared. So it wasn't something that they hadn't been in a course like that, so they did a great job. They stepped it up and beat Marshalltown on their home course, so yeah, it was great.
I think this season overall, and not to, have a negative about it, it just felt like no one was having the best golf all at once. It just felt like everyone was kind of taking turns not having the round that they wanted, and that led to a lot of second and third place finishes for this team that never seemed to golf to where they needed to, but they got to where they needed to in that qualifier.
Right, right. Yep, Kim Overton struggled a little bit about the second meet, and it took her a while to kind of get her swing back, and you know how that goes, your confidence back, and the rest of them too. Like, I told them, we just need to be playing our best golf in the regional meet. That's all we care about. Like, these meets are, just things that we want to go through, make us a little bit better, and then at the regional, we just need to be playing our best golf, and that's exactly what they did. So they did a great job. They did, honestly. I couldn't have been prouder of them.
Well, talk about the mental load, and that recovering from maybe a bad meet, and you trust your seniors to be able to recover from that, but there is that work that they need to do to get past some of that, right? That never really goes away.
Right, right. And it's a tough time for seniors. They have so much on their plate, and that day they were missing their elementary walkthrough and their award ceremony and all that. So they sacrifice stuff, and again, it's a hard time, especially for seniors. And a lot of times when they're seniors, they don't perform as well just because they have all that on their plate. But those seniors stepped up and played awesome, And again, we prepared this all year. We played with all the best teams. We played with Pleasant Valley and Ottumwa. And again, Ottumwa Country Club's a hard course. We played with Ames at Vinker and Gilbert and those good teams. And Vinker's a hard course. So I think that was good for them, And that's why I make that schedule the way it is. They hate it, but, that it's all geared towards the end there. So when you do get on those courses, you're not like a deer in the headlights. They've been there before. They, their course management was good. Again, they're prepared and they showed up. So,
well, expand on this group of seniors you mentioned, and we've talked about this over the years, of this group always had the high expectations and fell short last year of where they wanted to be and knew that they could be. What does it mean to you as a coach to see them and just the program overall get to this level when they needed to?
Right, right. It's I don't think I could have wrote it any better. Last year, yes, we were extremely disappointed and gotten that tough regional, and we didn't play well anyways. I don't even think we got third. I think we got fourth or fifth. So I don't know, maybe lesson learned there. And Cam didn't play well. She, because she probably could have got in, individually last year. So she stepped up to the plate. I know hole number 12, we have the live scoring, and I saw that we were down five. And she's the type of girl I could say, you got to start going for things. And on that hole, she birdies the par five, and she shot 37 on the back. And, you know, we played well on the back, and Marshalltown did not. So that was kind of the difference. And again, they stepped up to the challenge. And, you know, I do very little coaching the day of. I let them do their thing, and they did great. They did awesome. They all did great. Reese Lucas played well. Alexa Inman was probably her last hole. She was like in third or fourth, had a bad last hole, so she almost could have been an individual too. So, you know, they're all playing. They're all playing well. So hopefully next week we can maintain and play well again next week.
Goals for Pleasant Valley Golf Course, Iowa City and State over the two-day meet. I know this team, again, has been tested all season long, but this is going to be for that group of seniors that's been on varsity their last ever high school meet.
Right, right. Well, we're going to play a practice on Wednesday. You know, I've heard they've got tough greens, so but again, we've had some tough greens. So, you know, hopefully we can stay focused. The 8 inches in between our ears sometimes gets involved, and we don't do so well. Like they've got all the tools to play well. So I think we'll be good. You know, graduation will be over. They have their graduation parties over. So they got nothing else to focus on other than the golf course.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Coach. I really appreciate it. And best of luck at State. And that was, again, Head Coach Rita Donan. You know, the girls golf. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.